Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the best player in the NFL. Who's the best player in the NFL? If I asked you right now, don't think about it. Who's the best player in the NFL? Answer in your car. Answer at home.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
So was I not supposed to say anything?
Nope. It's perfect.
I don't know. No one told me there was going to be a test.
That's perfect. Okay. Let's do it again. Who's the best player outside of Patrick Mahomes? Go. Give it to me right now. Answer it.
Michael Parsons.
Justin Jefferson. Or
Josh Allen.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Nobody's going to say Lamar? Nobody's going to say Lamar?
I'd get there. I mean, Lamar, two-time MVP, should have been three.
Exactly.
Baltimore's so far away.
So here's what's funny.
Got to win the Super Bowl.
Well, come on,
Josh. He's got to win. Josh, he's got to play bulletproof, perfect football
Josh
in the playoffs.
Josh hasn't won a Super Bowl. He is one of the best players in the NFL, if not the best. The crazy thing is, do we have the best player in the NFL right here in Atlanta? Raheem Morris was asked this, and you're going to say, well, he's this coach. No. Guys, this vibe is going around the country. There are people who are watching Bijan Robinson and saying, Atlanta's got something really special. Now, will he run for 2,000 yards in one season, Mike, like Saquon? Maybe he will be in that elite company one day. But when asked about it yesterday, this is Rod talking about Bijan Robinson, and whether he is the best player in the league.
Unique skill set. Unbelievable vision, unbelievable teammate, speed, physicality. You know, like you come across you when you first meet him, you're thinking he's a scat back, but he's really just everything. He has the ability to get out of the backfield, run receiver-like routes. He can stay in the backfield and block whichever linebacker you decide to bring. He just does it all. And we might line him up at quarterback this week. Who knows?
So the best player, at least according to his peers, and I don't think anybody would debate this, last season was Saquon Barkley, okay? NFL's top 100, guys vote. Saquon's numbers speak for themselves. 16 games, 345 attempts, 2,005 yards. He basically got 6 yards a pop, 13 touchdowns. And, Mike, those big explosive plays, right, that he had with the Eagles. So he also had a couple of touchdown receptions. But do you guys think that our guy can do everything Saquon can? And if you do, then you also must put him in this category. If you don't think he's the best yet because he hasn't done this, that's fine. But he can do everything Saquon can do, Mike.
Right. You've seen it. I mean, guys, if nothing else, if you didn't see the Monday night thing, most people saw the Sunday night broadcast, I should say, where you had Saquon Barkley do a segment where he talks and throws praise to how good Bijan is and how amazing it is. Chris Collinsworth, like, for all the times he's made us, you know, have, you know, bleeding eardrums, he was just absolutely gushing, as well he should, over Bijan on Sunday night.
He really was. And again, that drill that we just did, there is no wrong answer. Derrick Henry's in there. Miles Garrett's in there. Mike's right. Justin Jefferson's in there. There's a bunch of players that you could easily say, he's the best player in the NFL. I think it's the impact you have, which is why everybody immediately goes to Patrick Mahomes. Like, they're 0-2. Are you worried about them being? I'm not. They're going to win games.
Right.
They're not going to win. I don't think they win the division, but they're going to win games. And, Mike, they may even go further in the playoffs than we expect, but they're injured right now.
Off the top of my you just said stream of consciousness, top of my head, I said Mahomes. Because, you know, even on the kickoff game down in Brazil, with everybody else doing, he had his own players. Kelsey's knocking out Xavier Worthy. You got dump guys. Kelsey's dropping passes at the goal line. Nothing's working. And he still keeps him in the game and nearly wills his team to a win just by sheer athleticism. Now, granted, if he starts bowing up on guys that are trying to take it easy on him, someone's going to knock his ding-dong in the dirt.
They're going to knock him out.
It's going to happen in the division game. Maybe the Raiders will do it. But Patrick Mahomes comes to mind. I love Lamar Jackson's game. I've been a big fan ever since I saw him destroy Florida State back in the day at Louisville. But yeah, Josh Allen, I'm just, maybe because for me, the ring is always the thing. So I'm always equipped. That's why Mahomes is up here.
Yeah. No, I get it. But like,
team sport. But still.
I say this all the time. And I tell people, like, nobody's winning chips outside of Mahomes and Brady. Like, seriously. Brady hadn't been in the league now for a few years. You start looking at the last 10 Super Bowls, it's Brady and Mahomes. Like, that's just what it is. All these guys are really good, and I don't think there's any shame. Ja'Marr Chase is in there too, by the way. You could easily say he's one of the best, if not the best players. 404-726-0929. Do you guys believe that? Do you think for the first time, maybe ever, that we have the best player in the NFL? The year Matt won the MVP, Mike,
right,
we felt like he was the MVP, but there were people around the league who were like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, 35 touchdowns, what are you talking about? Matt had an incredible year that year. And you go, he's deserving of the MVP. But even with that, I don't know if people thought he was the best player in the league. They might have thought he was the MVP, but I don't know if people thought he was the best player.
He beat Tom Brady by 13 votes. Matt Ryan had 7 first-place votes. Tom Brady had 3. Aaron Rodgers had 3. No other player had a first-place vote. Matt had the most second-place vote. So it was the most complete. So, I mean, even that year, I mean, Brady, again, it's so subjective.
It is.
And as we know, Kobe probably should have had 3 or 4 in any sport. You can go down the line. But anyway, but Matt did win it pretty convincingly based on how close they can sometimes be. Like Josh, it was weird. Josh got the MVP, but it was Lamar Jackson that got the All-Pro.
Right, right. And that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, how this is viewed in years where you go, okay, he had a really good year, but is he the best player? You can arguably say Saquon was the best player in the league last year. Like, it's easy. With the numbers he put up and then what his team ultimately accomplished, which was a Super Bowl because of his efforts, that is the best player in the league. 404-726-0929. I think we look at the NBA a little bit differently because it is such an individualized sport where guys can take over. But that is the, you know, these positions are important, man. If you can be the best receiver in the league and be considered the best player, you certainly can be the best running back like Saquon is right now,
right,
and be the best player, which is where Bijan is headed.
I know that we've got a guy that he, and by the way, that's why if our wide receivers, we had that conversation earlier in the show about Mooney's probably still not 100%. I don't know if Mooney's going to be 100%. Don't know. And Drake, it was uncharacteristic to have a fumble like that. That's why I've always felt that you can use him to coach's point anywhere on the field. You can have him. I want to say it was the first week against the Bucks. They had a bit of a bunch formation. He was out there. More of that. Yeah. That's why I want to see more imagination, man. He can do it all.
Day-Day, I think this was yesterday where it was admitted that snap to Bijan was not done on purpose, but yet he turned it into something. I don't know if you guys remember that play against Minnesota, but, you know, he ends up getting the ball, and it was like, oh, it's a direct snap. It wasn't supposed to go to him, and he still ended up making a play out of it. I just feel like these are the kind of guys that are ultimately going to lead us to where we want to be, and he is a difference maker. It's already being recognized around the league, and I don't disagree with Coach. Like, you could say some guys, oh, he should be in that conversation. There's some guys that shouldn't be. And then there's some guys like Bijan who absolutely deserves to be in there. And I don't care if he's only been in the league 3 years or
right,
this is his third year. Either you have it or you don't, Mike. We knew Saquon in his first season was going to be special.
Right. He's got that X factor. I mean, these are guys you know. And that's why sometimes on defense, we had a good conversation with Coach. Sometimes it takes a minute to pop. You knew Micah Parsons his first year in Dallas was something special. He had that rock star thing. And we didn't get to see Jalen as much as we saw Pierce Jr. Both these guys in the second game get sacks. Coach brought up a great point about Rook. I was saying, like, when is Rook going to pop? You guys drafted him like he's one of the top 40 players in the league. And now this year he said it takes longer for guys in the interior to develop. That was part of the conversation. Maybe Rook's popping. We may have the nucleus. Again, I don't want to get over my skis on this one because it's just one game against a quarterback who's really struggling in McCarthy. But if this continues this week and next week and beyond, how do we do against – if we pop against Josh Allen – that's why, I mean, I'd love to have this unit have a few more reps in preseason in a regular game, you know, before they got a chance to take on the Bucs in week 1.
Yeah.
I don't know if that make any difference to you.
I don't know. By the time we see the Bills, if it will, we should be hitting our stride.
Now they're in a groove, but there was just plays we left on the field, certainly. And look, yeah, and some was the veteran by Kate Nellis.
No doubt. You're talking about the picks and right, the stops of having a guy in your grasp and then letting him go. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you think. Because I'm totally buying in, but I've been bought in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was one of the guys saying we need to get this guy, and I don't care if he's a running back. And when you're a difference maker, the position really doesn't matter. It's about making plays. This is why you could have a wide receiver like Justin Jefferson in this conversation, or Jamar Chase, because you have to account for them, or they're going to give you two or three touchdowns and burn your guys, and all of a sudden, Mike, it just changes the game. That's the explosiveness of Bijan Robinson.
Right on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.